every step is getting brighter.
Yes, it is.
As the golden stairs I climb, every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver light.
Hallelujah.
There the sun is always shining. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me, and the path that be my pardon may be through the flame or flood, but his
saying,
I don't seem
to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand.
St. John, chapter 14. Your Bible's open. Let me read 6 verses, if I may. I want to preach a few minutes on this wonderful topic. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. If ever there was a day that God can make the heart free of the pain and above, maybe not free always, but above the pain, so that life can go on as it should. The Bible is full of God's promises. Let not your heart be troubled. Reading together, John 14, 1 through 6. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, Jesus is saying this now, and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? I love this. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. Did you hear that? Lord, we don't know how to get to where you're going. We don't know how to make sure we see you again. We don't know how to get to the realm in which you are fixing to travel to, according to what you're saying to us. How can we know the way? And Jesus made it about as simple as you can make it. I am the way. Do you understand that? That'd be a good title for this morning itself. I am the way. But not only is he the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Father, grant me wisdom to say those words that you would please with this morning. I pray that every heart here will be moved. I do not know the status of our visitors, but if one of them is unsaved and not born again, don't let them leave this building until they know what it means to be a Christian, to be born again, to be ready for this promise in which I preach about this morning. Love your people. Minister to your people. Be near them, Father, with all your grace and your beauty and your mercy. Bring us close to the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. And amen. And you may be seated. I'm preaching. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. There's something about Christianity that is so many miles beyond and great distance above anything this world knows anything about, that a believer who is hid in Christ, who is lost in the ministry and power of the Holy Ghost, can rejoice in the darkest possible moment that human lives can face. There's something about this wonderful grace of God, this wonderful ministry of the Holy Ghost. Over and over this morning, we kept saying, thank you for the Comforter. Thank you for the Comforter. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that can come right in the middle of a dark room and make known his presence. That's God. That's life in the faith. That's living for Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Now first, I want to talk about some of the places and the times in life when you need to remember this great promise, let not your heart be troubled. We all are human. We all walk by faith, not by sight. We all know that life holds a lot of different experiences, and some of them are gloomy, and some of them are tough, and some of them are sad. There are people who will get angry with you. There are people who will cause a row with you. There are things that can happen to you that you don't know what the answer is. You don't have an answer. And if you try too hard to come up with your own answer, many times you mess up the situation. Because God has the answer. Remember, he said, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I will direct thy path. Can you quote that with me? Acknowledge me. Make God to know the circumstance. Acknowledge him. Let him know what you're dealing with. Share it with him. Open your heart to him. Tell him how you feel. Acknowledge the Lord in all thy, and he shall direct thy path. Now, one of the ways you've got to learn to let not your heart be troubled is when death comes along your route. You say, Brother Chambers, you preaching to yourself? I sure I am. I'm preaching right out of my experience, right out of my heart, right out of what I'm experiencing. You see, in the midst of death, it can absolutely be so shattering that some people lose their mind. Some people have nervous breakdowns. I got a couple of those situations facing me with mom. You know, until you just can't handle it. Don't you say that word to me. I don't even hear that word. I don't believe in that word. Well, you got to learn that even in death, you can be untroubled and unmoved. You can know which way it's going. You can know the end results. You see, with a believer, we don't die anyway. We just go to sleep. Think about that. Change the word death to the word sleep. And see what that does to your thinking. Is that okay? How many can say sleep instead of death? Let me see your hand. Change that word from death to sleep. Let not your heart be troubled when death comes along the way. You got to understand, there's a time to be born and there's a time to die. And if Jesus tarries, you're going to face death. You ought to prepare yourself. You ought to get ready for it. You ought to have your course so set and your heart so fixed and your mind so settled that when death comes along, you can look at the golden streets on the other side and shout hallelujah and praise the name of the Lord. In death, let not your heart be troubled. It may be a mama, may be a father, may be a dear friend, even yourself, you know. It's all coming to each of us. If the Lord tarries, I'm wanting him to come. I never expected Mom and I to go any way but up in a glorious rapture event. That's how I've always expected. Somebody says, somebody asked me yesterday, have you been to the cemetery and acknowledged them? Yes. And no way. I never expected that. I'm still looking for the rapture. And until I will be looking for the rapture. Somebody say hallelujah or something, will you? Praise the name of the Lord. So, in death, let not your heart be troubled. When there's financial matters in your life, and they come to all of us. Any of you ever had a financial difficulty? Have you ever had a financial burden? Have you ever had a financial awareness that you didn't know what the answer was? Have you ever had a miracle? Have you ever had God to show up right on time with something magnificent and marvelous to meet your needs? Raise your hand if you ever had that to happen. Praising God, he is on time. He is never late. He is sufficient. Let not your heart be troubled when there's financial difficulty. You just hang on to God. You just trust in the Lord. I'm just trying to preach real practical this morning because that's what I need. When there's things in your family relationships and your friends and when people are bothered at you and even angry toward you and you got to deal with it, let not your heart be troubled. Don't get caught up in that evil. Don't get caught up in resentment. Don't get caught up in hatred. I see people all the time that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, some terrible thing happened to them and they got all bothered by it and they still carry it just like it was yesterday. You know anybody like that? They got something on their mind that happened 20 years ago, and they still have this feeling, this fear, this anger, this attitude. Man, not me. I'm not carrying that stuff like that. Treat me like a dog. Treat me any way you want to treat me. And I promise you, it may take me 2 days, but I'll be back trying to hug your neck. I'm not going to let it hang in my heart. Oh, come on, help me. I mean, not going to let resentment hang in your heart. You're just not going to allow it. You're just not going to put up with it. It's just not what you know you're made for. Let not your heart be troubled. I mean, that is a marvelous statement. That covers everything of your life. That covers every experience you'll ever have. Let not your heart be troubled. I don't care how dark it gets. The midnight hour can be tough. I'm telling you, the midnight hour. That was Sister Chambers. Last night, one of my daughters was going to stay with her. And she said, Daddy, please don't go. You know, please don't go, Daddy. I want you to stay. You know, I'm delighted. I'm glad. I want to tell you something. In those times, it is troubling. When you are mentally extremely sick, you need to remember, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Now, this is much bigger than just that statement. I understand that. This is talking about the Lord and his coming. And so we deal with that. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither be afraid. Notice that. Neither. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also. I like that. You believe in God, believe also in me. You see, God the Father sent God the Son. And God the Father tells you, you got to love the Son. Here God the Son is saying, you believe in the Father. He's talking to these Jews. They were believers in Jehovah God. They had a great understanding of the great, magnificent Heavenly Father. But they'd never come to the concept of God having a Son. Of God having a dear Savior, His Son. And so Jesus said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Boy, that eliminates Jesus only theology utterly and totally and completely. There is no place for a Jesus only thought in the biblical concept. And if somebody's been telling you that, tell them this scripture. How did the Lord Jesus say, if you're going to come to the Father, you got to come to me. And if you believe in the Father, you got to believe in me. Hallelujah. Let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah. Another place, neither let it be afraid. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now, I want to spend a little time here. I've had people try to tell me that that word mansions actually means rooms. They found some contrary Bible, I guess. Have anybody ever read that? You've heard it? You've heard it? Who has ever heard that? I know a person who's tried to tell me that. I said, you just don't know what you're talking about. If you think I'm going to quit believing in a mansion up there, I'm not going to do it. Well, today, I decided I need to dig that out. I need to make sure. So I went back to the Greek of the word mansions. You know what word mansion means? Mansions. Now, isn't that simple? That's exactly what the Greek says it means. It also means a place of inhabitants, a place where you live, a place where you dwell. It don't mean rooms. Do you hear me? It means mansions. Hallelujah. Somebody hold a hand up and say, I've got a mansion over on Glory Side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you it's mansions. If you think heaven is just a bunch of boarding houses, you couldn't be more wrong. If you think heaven is just a bunch of apartments all stacked on top of one another with 10 feet for the yard, you just don't know what you're thinking. I'm talking about a place where mansions are as plentiful as people are plentiful. Hallelujah. And there won't be no cabins in the corner of Glory Land. Hallelujah. Anybody ever heard that song? I'll never forget it. Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of Glory Land. I don't want no cabin in Glory Land. I want a mansion over there. All right, Brother Charles. Hallelujah. I said to somebody the other day, they were talking to me. I said, you just wait till you see me in my new home. Hallelujah. Is that okay, brother? Hallelujah. You wait till you see me in my new home. I just can hardly wait. Mom was all sad the other day thinking about dying. She's had a hard time coming to the wilderness. And I said, honey, start thinking about a golden streets. Start thinking about seeing Jesus. And I said, I know you good enough to know when you get there, Jesus is going to say, there's Juanita. I'm taking her over and introduce her to the Father. Did you know none of you have ever met the Father and you've never seen the Father's face? But if you're faithful to Jesus Christ, my Bible says if you'll confess him to men, he will confess you to the Father. Hallelujah. I can just imagine when the Lord Jesus takes me by the hand and says, come on, son, let's go over to the great big temple. I want you to meet my Father. Hallelujah. And I want my Father to meet you. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, I'm preparing in my Father's house are many mansions. Now listen. Notice how he said that. In my Father's house are many mansions. There were already many mansions. But then he adds, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. Could I say it this way? I like to argue with Marlon. He may disagree with this one. That's okay. This is just 1 Chambers 4:7. I believe every time somebody gets saved, really gets saved, that immediately he goes, puts some angels in charge, build him a mansion. They, you don't have one till you get saved, Brother Marlon. So when you get saved, you got to have one built for you. And so I wish Juan was here. I could tell him, Juan, ever since Saturday, 2 weeks ago, the Lord's had his angels working on your house up there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Building you a mansion. If you get saved, if you're right with God, hallelujah. If you just got right with God. And you know something? My Bible talks about rewards. He may just add a room every time you deserve another room. He may just add another acre when you deserve another acre. If you are serving God with all your heart, he's got a reward for you. And I don't know what it all is going to be, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be cheap. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I really like that thought. I've never had that wild idea before. That every time somebody gets saved, the construction truth of heaven, I'll set at work to build them a mansion. Does he know? I know. Sir, is that all right with you for me to preach this? You've never been here before. You've heard me on the radio. You haven't? I thought you said he'd heard me on the radio. Well, is it all right what I'm preaching? Does it sound good to you? It's right anyway. I'm kidding you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, folks. We are a blessed people. And he's building a mansion for every one of you. Hallelujah. Are you aware? My wife said last night, Daddy, that I'm not worthy of all this blessings that I got awaiting me. I'm not worthy for this great sense I've got of going to heaven and receiving. I'm just not worthy of it. And I said, honey, stop that kind of talk. You're not worthy of it. I know, but Jesus made you. He saved you. His promise, his reward. And she just worked with all she's got. Hallelujah. If she didn't work, I mean, she knows. We never slowed up. She'd been sitting at home the last day saying, I'm so sick and tired of sitting here. I got things I want to do. Would you know what happened to me Friday? I want to tell you that. I'm sorry. I went home to get a shower. And I went and got my shower, and I knew I didn't have any more underclothes, maybe one or two pieces. So I went to my drawer, and I looked in. And Wednesday, with a walker, she'd washed my underclothes and dried them and folded them and put them where they belong, as sick as she was. Is that a good woman? You believe she did that Wednesday? Huh? Now, ladies, take a note from Sister Chambers. She was not just a holiness-looking woman. She was a holiness woman on the inside. You know, that's what really counts today, is holiness on the inside. If you're like me, you're sick and tired of holiness people that look it but just meanish. You know, unkind, can't hardly get a smile out of them, just a belly acher. You know, I don't have time for that. If you are really washed in the blood, you got something coursing up and down the veins of your life, that's worth heaven. Hallelujah. Anybody that feels that joy of being saved, jump up on your feet and shout hallelujah a time or two, would you? It's a joy to be saved. It's a joy to belong to Christ. We are one blessed people, brethren. We are one blessed people, brethren. Hallelujah. Somebody help me shout. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't wait till I go home, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mendoko Sabriya, will you raise your hand and just shout hallelujah a little bit? Father, we love you. We love you. We praise you. We honor you. You are ours and we are thine. Hallelujah. 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 What a God we serve. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. Got to go on. You may be seated. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. I want you to know something, brother. A rapture is a personal thing. When Jesus, that trumpet sounds, and Jesus comes in the clouds, and you begin to rapture up, you'll be seeing Jesus, and he'll be seeing you, and you'll be as important as anybody in that great multitude of saints of God, because he's coming for you. He's going to receive you unto himself. Hallelujah. What a moment. What a day. When I see Jesus face to face, you've heard me shout down here, but you ain't never heard no shouting from me like you're going to hear when I see him. Yvonne, that's going to be special. That's going to be special. Oh, hallelujah. I go to prepare a place for you. I like that. A special place just for you. And he can't build you a mansion until you get saved. Hallelujah. He don't have a bunch up there. He just assigns to different people when they get saved. He just has one especially with your desires, with your ambitions. He's fixing to buy a house. I don't guarantee you something, buddy. You're going to buy a house and you're going to have that little lady sitting beside you and mine. And you go on everything about that house to please her. Am I right? If you're not, if I'm not right, I'm helping you become right. But I'm really not worried about it. Because a man always thinks about the woman when he's buying. Did you do that? Did you think about Angel when you was buying a house? You had her in mind. You got that coming up too, Brother Joe. I'll tell you something. He's got you in mind. Hallelujah. And he's coming to receive you unto himself. That where he is, that's where I'm going to be also. You see, people who are in a dying mode, they got to figure out, where am I going to be? How far am I going? What's it going to be like? Let me tell you. All I can tell you is it'll be prepared just for you. You'll be met by the one who loves you and cares about your soul. Heaven will cover you like a blanket. You'll see those wonderful loved ones. How many of you know how many loved ones you got already over there? Do you ever think about all the people you're going to see? You wait till I see Wade Horton. You're talking about having a time together. Wade Horton and I will have a time together. He was one of my favorites. And he acted like I was one of his. I won't put that in his lips for him. But I want to tell you something. That's going to be a joyous moment. But he's coming to get us. Where he is, there we're going to be also. Now, church, how do I get there? We don't want to preach a sermon like this without telling somebody here that isn't born again how to get there. Let's say, listen to me now, church. Let me talk to somebody that may not be saved. You're not born again. You don't absolutely know that you've been washed in the blood of Jesus. You maybe think maybe, hope maybe, but don't know sure for sure. If you don't know for sure, you'd be a crazy person not to make sure you do know. You must stop everything and get yourself ready so you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. How can I know that I'm ready? Let me tell you. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It is utterly impossible for a sinner to surrender their life to Jesus Christ, repent of their sins, and receive him into their life, and he not save them. The Lord cannot turn away a sinner. He will not turn away a true sinner that truly repents. And so if you're not saved tonight, this morning, all you must do is turn your life over to him and surrender your life to him and trust that nothing but the blood can wash away your sins. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can wash the darkest, the ugliest, the meanest rascal ever lived on this earth. The blood of Jesus can make a saint of God out of them. Hallelujah. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Oh, you could preach on all three of them so easy. The way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to have this life in you. That when you come down to the end of the way, it's just as real. And you just cross over into another world. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, I can't wait. I get hungry sometimes, want to go. I told Mama last night, I believe I want to go with you, Mom. Hallelujah. That's just how I feel. Hey, saints, Jesus is coming. And we're leaving. Would you stand with me, please? I preached a little shorter than normal. You know that. But I want to tell you this morning that Jesus is really and truly coming. We are really at the door. We really are. You can't. If you don't want to believe we're coming down to the end, don't look at the news. Because the news will certainly show you what a messed up world we have come to. And the only hope is Jesus. The only hope is Jesus. Now heads are bowed, and eyes are closed. Is there one here in this building would say, Reverend Chambers, I've not given my life to Christ. I'm not ready to meet the Lord. But I really would like to have these promises you preached about. I'd like for the Lord to let his construction crew go to work on me a mansion. Man, I'm going to start using that when I'm talking to sinners. Brother Joseph, that'll testify to an old sinner. That might just get his attention, you know, or her attention. I mean, really, really. But if you don't know, that you're saved, I'm going to give you a chance to come to Christ. And first, I want to see if you really mean it. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Just slip up your hand so Brother Chambers can see it. Slip up your hand. I'm not a Christian. I'm not born again. I don't know Christ. I'm not sure. I think maybe I might be, but I'm not sure. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Don't want anybody to be lost, leave here unsaved, and miss it. Can you imagine what it would be like to miss heaven? Can you imagine what it would be like to know that you have no reward already waiting on you? Great day. What a day that's going to be. All right? I see no hands. I'm going to give an invitation anyway. Were you praying? And Sister Angel, playing the piano for me, please. We're going to just give you a chance to say, I want to come and make a new surrender of my life to Christ. That's what my wife did last night. She'd been troubled for 2 days. Daddy, I keep thinking, maybe I've done something I don't remember. Daddy, I've been thinking, maybe there's something wrong that I don't know about. I mean, she was just troubled about that. I said, well, all you got to do is repent. Repent. I think all of that was just the drugs that they've been giving her and all the things she's been through. It can make you feel those kind of ways. And I've seen people who, when they got old as Christians, the devil would attack their mind and accuse them to themselves. In fact, I had the feeling the old devil was attacking Miss Chambers and trying to make her doubt. And I took the devil on. I'm promising you, I took the devil on in that moment because he's a liar and he's an accuser. And if he's accusing you, raise up your hand and say, devil, you're a liar. Everybody in this building who think there's any doubt in your mind, say, devil, you're a liar. I will not be fooled by your lies. I will not doubt who I am. I will not doubt the saving power of Jesus Christ. I'm going to trust the Lord. Raise your hand if you're going to do that. All right. Visit us. I want you to come with our saints. You probably could be a saint too. I don't know. And let's meet at this altar with our hands. Bring your Bible with you. We're going to start doing that. I really like that. Brother Joseph says Brother Bruce does it. And I'm always trying to learn something that helps people. You see, every prayer you pray must be based on this Bible. Do you understand? Come on, visitors, just come right down here and stand with us. Nobody's going to try to embarrass you. Not nothing, nothing, for nothing would we embarrass you. Never. Never would we embarrass you. Come right down here. Hallelujah. And we will let you know we care about you. Hallelujah. Now throw your hands up, saints, and let's talk to God. Oh, Sister Priscilla, I wish you'd come on down here with your friend. We love you two ladies. We want you in the middle of us. Come on down here. That's right. Hallelujah. Become a part of this prayer time. Thank you, dear dad and son. I appreciate that. Now raise your hand, everybody. Seek God with all your heart, would you? Lord, I thank you for my mansion I got waiting for me over there. Man, what a day that's going to be when I cross down those streets of gold and look in the distance and see that home all prepared for Joseph. Hallelujah. 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 That's right, sir. You must be saved. You got your hand up.
Many times I get discouraged. And I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim in this troubled world below. There's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes. Just a few more days to labor, then we'll sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus and my loved ones gone before. There's a better day a-coming. We're not home yet. Honey, just waiting for me. will sit down beside
me. I will pray. Hallelujah, Lord. I surrender my life to you. I give you everything I am. I want to be yours for the whole of my very life. Praise the Lord.
And my brother,
all the men lead us in prayer.
So keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor. They will sit down beside that river. How I long to be with Jesus. And my Lord.